on the line with us right now. Well, first of all, I appreciate it that Darren Monroe, a good friend of the show, Darren Monroe, the softball coach and athletic director at Rock Valley College, shot me an email over the weekend and said, we are going to name our new coaches, because they had to replace the men's and women's basketball coaches and the soccer coach. We're going to be naming them one day at a time this week, and make sure that we knew about it so we can get these guests on the line, which, of course, we really wanted to do. And so I said, absolutely. Well, the first shoe has dropped here as far as new coaches, and yesterday it was announced that Daryl Watkins, who the last 2 years served as the Auburn girls high school basketball coach, has been named as the new women's basketball coach at Rock Valley College. I think probably the most perfect fit that you can have for somebody both with knowledge, with success, and local. I mean, there's a lot of fits here that Daryl checks all the boxes. So we got Daryl with us on the line this morning. Daryl, congratulations on the new position.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Tell me a little bit about the whole rundown of this situation. I mean, when did you first understand that the position was open, and did you apply, or did they come looking for you? What was kind of the whole, from the point when Taylor Ignoto left to when you got hired?
When Taylor left, I was like, okay, I know this position is going to be opening pretty soon. In my mind, I was like, let's give it a try. Let's, when it opens up, let's apply and, go for it. I did receive a phone call from Darren, like, hey, this is probably going to be opening up pretty soon. Are you going to have any interest in it or anything like that? And, I told him, yeah, I would have some interest in it. So, went and applied for it, waited and went through the whole entire process.
Now, you've had experience, obviously, with RVC. First of all, you played there, but you were an assistant coach there under Misty Opad for a few years as well. So, I mean, you've got experience at RVC. This was nothing new to you.
Yeah, no. So spent 5 years out there with Misty as an assistant. Like you said, I played there back in, it would have been 2008-09. Mm-hmm. So there's, this is familiar territory. Been there, done that. Obviously in different shoes, but yeah, it's real good to have a familiar background.
Now, your position when you were with Misty, I remember reading the press release that you were very heavy in the recruiting process for Misty. How much does that, or will that change now that you're the head coach?
I will still be, heavy in the recruiting process. My assistant, when that person is named, will, do their duties as well as recruiting. But, you build your relationships with your kids. So I will still be, involved in the recruit.
And obviously, the kids in the area, so that's going to help a lot. I mean, when it comes to your theory of how you want to recruit, how important is it to get the local kids, or are you just going to get the best kids you can find no matter where they're from? Because we've had a lot of success here. It seemed like earlier days, we went heavy on local kids, and while that was nice, they weren't having that big success. But then, lately, it's been a lot of local girls on the women's basketball team, and same thing with the guys, and they have found success. So basically, you can win national championships with local talent. So are you going to focus mostly in the area, or are you going to kind of spread yourself around?
Yes, we're going to focus on the local kids first. We want to keep the best of the best kids from this Rockford area, the 815 area, home. We do want to keep them here. And then, we're going to supplement that with kids from the surrounding areas, from, the Chicago's, the St. Louis, the Milwaukee's. And like I said, we're just going to try to put that best product out there.
Hey, Darryl, but you did coach on the college level as an assistant, as Randy had mentioned, but you've been a head coach in high school. What do you see being the biggest difference, or any transition that you might have to make from the high school level now back to the coaching ranks in college?
I think it's more just time. You're limited with your time being able to be spent with your kids at the high school level, where you're limited contact days, where you can, do drills and work with them and everything like that. So, just looking at it that way, I think that's going to be probably the biggest transition.
Now, Daryl, you had some great success at Auburn in those 2 years. You guys were 13-17, and this is coming off, I think, a 6-win season. So when you joined them, 13-17, then last year 16-16 overall, and you're certainly climbing within the Nick 10 as well. What were some of the things that you did at the high school level to kind of get that Auburn program back up and running? And can you do the same thing with at the college level, or is it too much of a different game? Or was it simply what's happening on the court, which, of course, you could still do the same thing then?
Well, a lot of that started off the court. Getting the kids to buy in, the discipline issues, everything that way. Got the kids to buy in, to what we wanted to get done. We created mandatory study halls. We created that mandatory workouts in the weight room. A lot of those things were already implemented at the college level, and I just brought them down with me to the high school level. So, I'm feeling like that's just going to be an easy transition right back, you know, getting those things going again at Rock Valley.
Well, and then with that same thing in mind, that same what you just said there, then would this actually kind of be, and I hate to use this word, but easier at the RVC level, because you don't have to necessarily get them to buy in. They want to be there. They want to play. So they're probably going to take care of the lifting and all this kind of stuff. So is it a little bit less difficult, and you can put your focus on other things?
Yeah, you know, it should be a little bit easier because, like you said, those kids want to be there. They know this is basically their job. You know, they were brought in for a reason. They're here for a reason because they believe in what we want to do, first and foremost, at the institution. But they know the expectations as well behind the winning program.
Darryl, I know you haven't had time to think about this, but, you know, when we talk Rock Valley sports, we're always talking about getting more community support behind the teams at Rock Valley. Have you given any thought, or will you think about, you know, getting out into the community with your team, doing community service work, running summer camps to get younger players more involved, and thinking about Rock Valley, you know, down the road? What will you do to engage more people involved in this team and this college?
We're going to definitely get involved with the summer camps, trying to get the youth involved, coming to a lot of our games. Going to try to have some, you know, big nights to where, you know, it's RPS night, you know, a parochial school night, middle school, high school. We can reach out to the AAU programs with the Midwest Wildcats and Rockford Heat, trying to get them on board, you know, trying to get those kids coming to games. So, like I said, just to bring that community unity into it.
What, you know, you coached, as you said, for 5 years at RVC as an assistant under Misty, and of course she's one of the great all-time coaches, and all the success that she's had. She's now at Chicago State. What things did you learn from Miss that you've taken with you? And by the same token, what are some of the things that we'll see this year? And I know there's Taylor was in between there, but what sort of things will we see that'll have more of the Darryl Watkins stamp on them when we watch the women play this year?
I've learned so much from Misty. You can't even really wrap it into it, from managing players to study halls, you know, the academic side of it, to also the recruiting. But, you know, the X's and O's part, that's, you're going to see some similarities from what Misty's ran when we were at Rock Valley. The defensive side of it, you know, you're going to see my own up-tempo style game, always 94 feet pressure, which Misty was evolved a lot as well. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of similarities. I can't really say there's really a Darryl Watkins stamp yet. You're kind of just going to have to wait and see what that twist is going to be.
What is the thing you're most looking forward to right now in these early stages you're getting ready for this next season? What's probably the thing you look most forward to? Maybe the thing you're least looking forward to now that you're at the college ranks?
The thing I'm looking forward to most right now is kind of really just getting to work with the kids that are going to be here right now. There's 10 on roster right now. Look forward to getting in the gym with them over the summer, you know, getting them working on their skill set, introducing some of the things we're going to be doing, and also hitting the recruiting trail a little bit more, you know, looking to add 3 or 4 more players to that group, you know, to make it an elite, strong group and, you know, going from there.
What about your coaching staff? I know you mentioned getting somebody. How fast do you have to get somebody onto your staff? And do you have some people maybe that you're already thinking about?
Yes, I have some people that I'm already thinking about. Not really so much of a rush right now. You know, yeah, we'll be able to do it. We just got to make sure, you know, it's the right fit for them and, you know, that they're able to be 100% committed.
And last question, Darryl. Also on the bio, it said that you've been very involved with the Midwest Wildcats program in summer basketball. Can you still do that now, or do you have to step away from that to focus on RVC?
RVC is my main focus. And, you know, that's how it was when I was with Rockford Auburn and when I was with Rock Valley in the past. You know, it was always my main focus. And then, you know, Midwest Wildcats is a supplement to that. You know, I'm going to use it as well as the recruiting side. I get to get out. You know, I see the local area kids that are here with us, on top of seeing the kids that are around the country. You know, traveling to the big-time AAU tournaments, I used to see a lot of those kids when I was an assistant at Rock Valley, and I used it as a recruiting source.
Sure.
You know, being able to go up and talk to some of those kids and everything like that. So I'm still going to be involved with the Wildcats, but Rock Valley is my main focus.
All right. Well, he is Darryl Watkins. Last 2 years served as the Auburn High School girls basketball coach, had great success there. He is the new head women's coach at Rock Valley College, and we expect the same thing out of Darryl at this level as well. He's I mean, like I said before, the perfect fit, a local guy, a guy who's played for RBC, a guy who's coached at RBC, who's had success coaching at the high school level. He knows the area. It's going to help with recruiting. As he mentioned, the whole Wildcats thing. So you'll be able to get maybe some other non-area recruits at tournaments. I mean, like I said, Daryl, I think you're the perfect fit, and I'm so happy that you got this position, and we look forward to dealing with you come this winter when we get into basketball season.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right, you bet. Take care, Daryl.
All right, take care.